BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. Prosecutors in Paris say the blaze that devastated Notre Dame Cathedral overnight was an accident, not arson. There's speculation that it may be linked to a $200 million project to restore the 19th century spire. Temperatures reached 800 degrees Celsius. From there, Hugh Schofield sent this report.
The extent of the damage to Notre Dame is both shocking and reassuring. Nearly the entire roof has been destroyed. It consisted of hundreds of metre-thick oaken beams and was in itself a rare feat of craftsmanship. The spire too has gone, collapsing dramatically into the inferno, and some of the stone vaulting inside the cathedral has also been destroyed. But the essential structure of Notre Dame emerges from its ordeal unscathed.
A court in Moscow has sentenced a Norwegian to 14 years in prison on charges of spying on Russia's nuclear submarine program. 63-year-old Frode Berg had denied the charges. Sarah Rainsford reports.
Frode Berg's lawyer said the Norwegian reacted calmly to the guilty verdict and that he now hopes diplomatic efforts will help him avoid the 14-year sentence he's been given. Mr. Berg has decided not to appeal his conviction, but to push for a pardon instead from President Putin. This tale of espionage has baffled observers ever since Frode Berg's arrest, accused of posting envelopes containing cash and instructions from Norwegian intelligence. Prosecutors have said the information sought concerned Russian submarines. His Norwegian lawyer has said he didn't realise the risk he was running.
The Russian parliament has given its final approval to a bill creating a domestic autonomous internet. Under the new law, it will no longer be up to local internet providers to block access to banned information. This will now be done by the state. Critics are concerned the law will allow censorship. Events have been held across South Korea to mark the fifth anniversary of the Sewol ferry disaster, which killed 300 people, most of them children. At the main ceremony held in the city of Ansan, a one-minute memorial siren was sounded, followed by a silent prayer. Elsewhere, a group of Buri family members took a boat to where the ferry went down. There's been an angry response in Kenya to a decision by the authorities to introduce a new tax to build low-cost homes. Next month, employers and employees will have to pay the 1.5% levy. Although no one will contribute more than $50 a month, correspondents say many Kenyans are opposed to the tax because of the amount of public funds that are lost to corruption. BBC News.